Life on Tap, episode 153.
All right, we're back in here at the old LOT compound, and today we went cellar diving. There's only a handful of beers left in the cellar, other than of course the Vertical Epics that are waiting the final release later this year. So I'm here. We're going to be tasting a Brewmaster's collaboration between Duprof and also Port Brewing out in Cali, and this is the signature ale, so it's signed there by Dirk Nouts of Duprof and Tommy Arthur Port Brewing. This is a brewed in Belgium, actually. It's 8.5% alcohol by volume, and basically they first came together in 07 to do this, and they designed this as a hybrid of American and Belgian brewing techniques. And it has American hop additions with traditional Belgian yeast flavor of Brettanomyces, Brett. And it's brewed to original gravity 1.0076, 19 Play-Doh, SRM of 10, generous amount of Amarillo, UK Phoenix, and German's Brewer's Gold hops in the boil and for the dry hopping and during conditionings, and fermented both strains of Saccharomyces and Brettanomyces. So it's pretty neat. So I can't wait to try this. It's going to... This has been probably in the bottle since 08, from my understanding. So it's been a long while. So I'm hoping that the Brett has treated it well. Uh-huh. All right.
Still got some pressure. Artificial champagne cork. The yeast left on it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, look at that. There's plenty of yeast on there. You got the Belgian Duvel large flute glasses here to try. So it's obviously, since it's bottle conditioned, it's obviously, you can't see through it at all. Almost very little light is getting through, if anything. Nice orange. It's nice deep amber kind of color. Plenty of lacing on the glass. Good, like you said. Good.
Quite a head.
Quite a head. Yeah. Good recarbonation. So yeah, it's an interesting blend because you do get some of the hop presence there, but you do get that sour funk from the Brett there. It smells really good. Let's go ahead and give it a shot. Cheers.
That's complicated.
Wow, yeah.
A little coffee?
Yeah.
Unsweetened coffee, though. There's not a lot of sweetness in this.
No. And then on the trail end, I do get like some of the citrus element on it.
Yeah.
But you do get hints of like other stuff in there, unripened like fruit.
Okay.
Imagine like a date that wasn't nearly as sweet. Hmm. I don't know, or something. I get like this weird impression off of it, but it's
a lack of sweetness.
It's a lack of sweetness.
It's like fruit flavor without the sweetness.
Yeah.
So you can taste the flavor, but you're missing the sweet. Yep.
Really complex. Again, if you were to taste this like blind, like I don't know if I'd be able to place that where in the world this is made, like, because this was obviously physically brewed in Belgium with American and Belgian brewing techniques, but I wouldn't be able to say quintessentially, yeah, that this was made by Brewery X, or, you know, because there's some things you could taste, you kind of think, okay, this kind of has a Belgian feel or a American feel, but I don't know.
It's so well balanced, you can't, nothing jumps out at you.
Right, yeah. And even the bread is like, you know, pretty tame. Because I've had some bread beers, like, you know, that are really, really, really out there.
Uh-huh.
And the sour funk is like in your face, but this is actually, you know, but I think that the dry hop and the hop additions that they added in basically helped out a lot, I'm guessing. I mean, in Amarillo, wow, look at all the yeast on the side of the bottle. A lot of dead stuff. You
didn't rotate the bottle periodically.
No, not as much often as we should have, obviously. So, but yeah, I mean, I think that having the gravity that it had when they, you know, made it in combination, I think that the UK German and then you had the Amarillo in there. I think that was a really interesting amount of hop additions. I think if we had, you know, more, you know, powerful high alpha acid hops, I think it might have completely changed the way the brew came out. So I think this is a really nice, you know, blend of malt and hop and tart and, you know, everything else that goes with it. So that's really, really excellent. I really wish I had more of these collaborations, because I wanted to bet that they're equally as impressive and tasty.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go down and enjoy the rest of this. And so have a great evening.
This big bottle, it'll take a while.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, I mean, it's 8.5%, so it will keep us going. Have a good night, everyone.
And if you reach us at the web, it's www.11tap.com. Email us at 11tap@11tap.com. Check me out on the Twitterverse and the Skypeverse. I'm NewTap2001. And don't forget to friend me up on Facebook, facebook.com/DanOnTap. And if you're to log us up on Facebook, it's facebook.com/LifeOnTap. And also, don't forget to friend me up on Untapped. My name is Dan Untapped there. And I'll be, you know, obviously checking into the brews periodically. And remember, life's a tap. Drink up till it's dry. See that foxy mama over there? What they have to say, oh, she really doesn't care. She lets them know, yeah, she makes it clear. Drunk talk and bullshit isn't why she's here. Chewing bubblegum and drinking beer.